to talk a little bit about the work that is on view by Beau Joseph at Kemper at the Crossroads as part of the exhibition Be Inspired. I put this exhibition together to show new works to the permanent collection and the various ways in which works come to the collection. This is the second work by Beau Joseph that was added to the Kemper Museum collection. Is there a narrative behind this image? And what is the meaning of the human figure in your work?
One of the things that I do in my work is sort of scavenge and appropriate forms from other cultures and other worldviews. I've done it for years and years. I also scavenge aspects of my own work. And so this drawing started as a kind of a homemade carbon transfer paper. So I had been layering a lot of these kinds of stencil sources from a lot of different cultures. And at some stage, I wanted to superimpose a kind of a final layer of this cluster of these kind of somewhat wonky, somewhat cartoony almost images of several different sculptural forms, masks and figures. In order to put the forms on there, I laid up a bunch of sheets of paper with some transfer paper behind it, and then enlarged these forms and just sort of redrew them with a pencil line. Took those sheets away, and then started painting in the figures on the painting. Eventually, they got so painted in that they became total silhouettes. And it just reminded me of the allegory of Plato's cave, you know, these kinds of shadows, these cryptic shadows that I have all this meaning invested in, but may or may not be clear to somebody else. And reminded me of this parallel story about this kind of schism between perceptions of reality, definitions of reality. So sometime later, not quite a year or so, I was developing a bunch of new work. So I came across those sheets again, put them together, and built this drawing. And so it's almost as if the character in the allegory of the cave, who was freed and went out and became enlightened and discovered that their reality wasn't necessarily the reality, has gone back into the cave, and now the lights are on. And all these shadows are revealed for what they actually are. But of course, there's completely subjective perception of what they are, completely subjective definition or meaning assigned to what they are. So while the return to Plato's cave is supposed to represent a form of enlightenment, it's still just another point of view. It's still just another subjective reality.
Given the presumptions that you begin with and the confrontations throughout the time in the studio, how do you know when a work is completed?
You know, there's really no hard, fast rule. Sometimes I lay ground rules and it's completed when the final step is ended. Mm-hmm. And I sort of make peace with it is going to be what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. A little bit maybe the way a printmaker thinks. You know, they invest in the plate and they do their APs and they ink it up and what comes out is what comes out. I try not to be too fatalistic about it. I try to stay open to possibilities. So this piece in some ways is a little bit anomalous within the larger group because I broke some of the rules by doing this kind of wash of color in the background and then later circling back and laying this kind of milky white to sort of isolate these figurative forms. So I try to stay open to it changing, the processes and the steps changing. So that's maybe one way, mm-hmm. you know, when the series of steps is complete. But generally, I think there's a certain pushback. There's suddenly something that happens that's a little bit on the periphery of your expectations that you notice or that registers in some way. You know, there's this process I think that we all experience, whether it's in a studio or just in life in general, where you're kind of paying attention and you're not paying attention, and then you're paying attention, you're not paying attention. It's almost like a kind of a sine wave through life. And when you shift from the not paying attention into the paying attention, there's a sensation that almost comes with that. It could be a breakthrough you make in something you're writing. It could just be something you observe out in nature, out in the world, where it almost registers more vividly, even though it's there, and it's no different than it might have been a moment before, because of our phases of going into our heads and into our thoughts and then coming back out into registering what we perceive, there's a kind of a sensation that goes with that. A similar sensation occurs in the studio. And again, there are times when I'm wondering, is this simply me riding that curve? And there's really nothing any more significant in this object than there was half a second ago or 10 minutes ago? Or does it even matter? Is the whole purpose of all this simply to try to stay in that the top of that curve as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's beside the point. You know, maybe it's really just the registering that's the motive in all of this. So there is a kind of a sensation that occurs in moments like that. And when they start to get closer and closer together, when that wave that gets shorter and shorter and shorter, it feels like there's something at stake. Mm-hmm. And so you tread a little more cautiously, you tread with a little more sensitivity. And sometimes, you know, you still have to take chances, and sometimes you blow it and you destroy the whole thing. But in destroying it, there's another sensation, which is you learn so intensely, the same way you learn not to grab a pot of boiling water. So yeah, so over the years, there's this kind of period with the work where things get heightened and there's a sense of something at stake. And a lot of times I'll stop and just sit with the thing and just try to wait till I catch up with it in a way, and try to reconcile what it seems to be about. And sometimes that's just stopping there, and sometimes it's going in and heightening something, refining something, or bringing something in totally out of left field to really kind of, you know, drive the point home.
It's been great to hear about your process. I think we understand a lot better now the actual making of Return to Plato's Cave. And I invite people to come visit the exhibition Be Inspired. It's open on First Fridays at Kemper at the Crossroads, 33 West 19th Street. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, Beau, and I hope you enjoy your visit to Kansas City.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure for me, too.